You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A Wellington self-defence instructor is launching a self-defence course aimed at combating public and domestic violence. All fees from the course will be donated to the Wellington Women's Refuge. I spoke to course instructor Darren Luke about why courses like this are important and started off by asking what inspired him to start this.
The big reason for me is, growing up myself, I had a little bit of a turbulent time growing up, and I know how that domestic violence situation can affect people, and it has a knock-on effect that can last a lifetime, really. So the older I got, the more I realised that it's quite a common problem and a big problem. And I've been studying self-defence for quite a while, and I just thought it'd be something really cool to give back to the community, to help people out, and to raise awareness about the domestic violence situation, raise awareness for the Women's Refuge and what an awesome job they do. You know, to always connect with the people as well, if they feel they're in a bad situation, that there are people out there that can help. So I discussed it with a friend of mine, Mike Young. He owns the Urban Fitness Gym in Wellington. Yeah, we sort of collaborated with him, and he thought it was a really cool idea as well. We put on an event there, so I grew from there, really.
That sounds so cool. And you're also one of the only 4 qualified Krav Maga instructors in the country. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so Krav Maga is a self-defense system from Israel. The IKMF is the organization that I'm under. It's the International Krav Maga Federation. So we're trying to grow that as well, and try and spread the IKMF, make people aware that there are organizations out there that do teach self-defense to people, to sort of empower them and give them more self-confidence. And it's a lot of fun as well, you know, so try and get a lot of people into it, which is really cool.
There are always some type of self-defense courses happening in the community. Why do you think these are important to have?
Oh, I mean, it's a big shame, you know. It really is that there's just so many different ways that another human can attack another human, and it's just such a shame that it happens on such a regular basis. New Zealand's a really safe country; it's beautiful, but these things do happen for sure. You know, there's a lot of violent attacks on people, and for me, you know, it's super super important to be more confident and to have these self-defense skills, you know, because they treat it kind of like an insurance. You know, it's something that it's good to have, and you hope you never need it, rather than you need it and you wish you had it, you know. So for a lot of people, you know, just being safe out there, you know, and being confident and just being aware of their surroundings, making sure they're always staying safe. And, you know, we're trying to keep those news stories down to a minimum of people getting hurt and injured.
And so when people attend your course, what skills and techniques can they expect to learn?
On the 25th, the seminar, we're going to cover defense against striking, against different types of punches. Defense against chokes, so people being grabbed. Defense against sort of random street attacks. And we're also going to cover some knife stuff as well. So if people come at you with a knife, how to defend that, and hopefully prevent yourself from getting stabbed in any way, shape or form. That's going to be on the 25th for the seminar. And after that, we're in an 8-week block. We're going to do it as a contribution only, which we're asking for $100 contribution for the 8 weeks, and 100% of that is going to go to the Women's Refuge. And that is going to break down all these skills in a little bit more fine detail and go over them. So again, it's being aware on the streets, defenses against punches and grabs, and any sort of chokeholds or sort of violent street attacks, really.
As you mentioned, you're donating all the money to the Wellington Women's Refuge. Why did you want to do this?
The Women's Refuge, I think they just do an awesome job, you know. And like I say, I had a little bit of a bad experience with this growing up, and it's just a thing that's really close to my heart. And you know, I'm really blessed. I'm in a situation now where sort of my other businesses are going well, and I can really afford to give up my time and to do this for no money at all. And I just think the Women's Refuge do a really really great job, and for me, it's raising awareness for them, and you know, sort of thanking those guys for doing such an awesome job. And also, like I say, you know, allowing people who may be in a bad situation right now, just let those guys know that there are people out there that really, really do care about them, and they'll support them 100% no matter what their choices are. If they're in a bad situation and want to get out, then there's a lot of people out there that can help.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.